What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. The Dubs get the first round game one win over the Los Angeles Clippers. Just want to hit you with some quick thoughts on the game. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. What's good, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton, coming at you with a quick recap, just some quick thoughts from the game. This won't be long, little 10-minute little spot here for you. I just wanted to get some thoughts out after the game. Going to do this as much as possible throughout the playoffs. Might not be every game, but, enjoy them when they come out. But Dubs get the 121-104 win over the Clippers tonight. So I just want to go through some of the good, some of the bad, and quick look to the future. So the good, obviously, Steph Curry is ridiculous. The ankle is fine. Steph was a plus 27 in his 37 minutes. He had 38 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 block. You got to get the block in there. As we know, Steph, the rim protector. But he got those 38 points on 16 shots. That's the craziest part. Steph was obviously the headliner, 8 of 12 from 3, the best player on the court, hands down, which he, tends to be a lot of the time. He played great, played out of his mind, just like you want to see in the playoffs, especially to start the series. Kevin Durant was also solid. Draymond Green had one of his best games, maybe of the year, not just defensively, which you can expect from him, but offensively, he had 17 points, 7-12 from the field, 2-4 from 3, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. He did have some problems, though. We'll get to those in a little bit because I want to stick to the good right now. The other good, look, Draymond, Clay, KD, Iguodala, and yes, Steph Curry were locked in defensively. If there was anything to really take from the game, it's how good they played on defense. The offense was fine. They had their problems as well, but those five were absolutely locked in defensively, not just rotations, one-on-one defense, protecting the rim. They all had active hands. It was a beautiful thing to see all five of those guys. Everyone else was fine too, but you could tell that Steph, Draymond, Clay, KD, and Iguodala were as locked in defensively as good as I can remember. So that's a major positive. Hopefully something that continues through the playoffs, obviously. Draymond shooting, like I just mentioned with his offense. The biggest part with that is if any of that continues to where he goes, 204 from three, if it's something they can rely on, the NBA playoffs is over. It's over. If you can get 15 points from Draymond, he had 17, but I'm saying if you can get around 15 a game, this thing's over. If he's knocking down threes, it's over. Andre Iguodala had 8 points on 4 dunks. He was active tonight. The bench was hit or miss in this one. I'll get to some of the negatives in a second, but Looney played well. He actually knocked down a couple of jumpers that got the team hyped. Andrew Bogut only played 2 minutes, but honestly, in those 2 minutes, he scored 3 points and a couple rebounds. He was fine. Not exactly sure why he didn't get a few more minutes, especially with the way Montrezl Harrell was playing. But Livingston was fine. He didn't score any, but he was solid on defense. But we'll transition to the bad. So that was the good. Defense, they were all locked in. Steph, great game. KD, solid game. Draymond, great game. All that stuff was great. Here's the negatives. That second unit of Quinn, Sean, Clay, who else is out there? I think Draymond and Boogie, regardless of who it is. That second unit was bad, was really bad. And they kept them in the game. And I know I just mentioned Sean played okay. I'm kind of going to have to retract that because he was part of that second unit. He was a minus 16 on the night. Quinn was a minus 8. So that second unit wasn't that good. It just wasn't. especially when you look at DeMarcus Cousins. Here's the other bad part, is the second unit was bad mostly because DeMarcus Cousins and Klay Thompson were bad offensively tonight. DeMarcus went 4 of 12 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3. He did rebound pretty well and had a couple of nice assists, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. But as far as his shooting went, bad. And he fouled out in 21 minutes. So there's some things he's going to have to work on, figure out. I mentioned beforehand that the Clippers might just be a bad matchup because the last time that they played the Clippers, he wasn't good either. So that was the regular season. We'll see if there's any adjustments that they make moving forward. The biggest part is if him and Klay are hitting shots on that second unit, it's all gravy. But when they're not, it's a major liability. It was the second unit minutes that gave the Clippers any hope or any chance to get back in the game. Klay, 5 of 14, 1 of 6 from 3. He was not very good offensively. But again, I have to make sure everyone understands he was a beast defensively. He was locked in defensively. But as far as that second unit goes, yeah, it goes as far as DeMarcus Cousins and Klay Thompson will take it. And since they had bad games, the second unit had a bad game, really bad game, that actually allowed them, the Clippers, to, you know, try and get back in it a couple times. So past the second unit, I have to go to turnovers. Man, turnovers were awful for the Warriors. They had 21 turnovers in the game. Draymond and DeMarcus had 6 each. I think Draymond had 4 in the first quarter. Maybe you can chalk it up to jitters, you know, playoffs, all that. But either way, that's something they have to clean up. Steph had 4. KD had 3. It was not good. It was not good. But here's the good news. The bench only had 2. But that's not good news because that means 4 of the 5 starters had 19. And the biggest problem is they were just bad, unforced, you know, over the head, no look passes that you had no chance of getting through. There was 2 different times where just taking it out of bounds, they just threw it to someone who wasn't paying attention. So they have to lock in on that stuff. Luckily, you think it's fixable. It's not something that the other team did. But I'll tell you what, I am fine with the other team forcing turnovers because it happens. That means they did something. The problem is a lot of these were just unforced and careless. And those are the ones that drive Steve Kerr crazy. They're the ones that also drive me crazy. Last part that I will get to is, look, Montrezl Harrell's a beast. He is. I get it. We all get it. He had 26 points, though. You got to be able to do something with him. He can't be the best player on the floor for them. Same thing with Lou Williams. He went 11 of 21 from the field. He had 25 points. Now, who knows what kind of adjustments Steve Kerr and the coaching staff will make moving into game 2, but I would love to see some sort of adjustment on Lou Williams, whether it's Andre Iguodala on him more. As far as Harrell's concerned, I don't know, maybe Bogut can bother him a little bit, or Looney, or whatever. He did have, 22 in the first half, so they did a much better job on him in the second half. Maybe they can do more of that. Looney played more in the second half, so maybe that was part of it. Whatever it is, would like to see more of it. The last negative on this game was Kevin Durant got 2 technicals, was ejected late in the 3rd, I believe, or was it the 4th? I think it was the 4th, actually. He got tossed in the 4th quarter, which was righteous. No, I understand. I understand it because Patrick Beverley is an irritant, and they were going at it. And it reminds me, though, of the situation. I don't think it was this year. It was last year when KD had like 5 or 6 ejections during the regular season. And he said he knew what he was doing and only got them at times when he felt it was okay to get ejected and stuff like that. And I feel like this is kind of the same thing where he knew the situation. He had just gotten a technical like a minute earlier. They got double T's with Pat Beverley and KD. I didn't see the end of it, but I think double T's are kind of weak. I think they could have given Pat the T on the first one, and then KD definitely deserved the second one. But both times they go double T's, and so both players get ejected. And I do think KD knew what he was doing. I think he'll be able to maintain. He's emotional, but he's not explosively emotional like Draymond, where, like, if Draymond had two T's in the first game, I'd be nervous about him moving forward. I trust that KD can handle it and won't get up to seven T's in the playoffs, which is kind of a low number. They should give him a few more. But he's just got less T's to play with now. He's only got five left before he gets suspended. And Steve Kerr had a great line in his post-game press conference where he said, you know, Clippers made a lot of great trades this year. I think that was the best trade they've made ever. Two Pat Beverly T's for two KD T's, where Kevin Durant has at least 15 more games he's probably going to play, if you guys understand that. 15 more wins, championship, hello. Pat Beverly has four more at most. So, little worrisome's too strong, but it's just something to monitor. But I do think he'll be fine. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes the rest of the playoffs without getting one. So that's it for a quick recap on the game. Even with all those things that I mentioned, the negative things, which there were a handful of, they still got a 17-point win. This team is damn good, and they're going to steamroll the Clippers. At best, Clippers can hope for a game where they get hot and this thing goes five, but I'm still leaning towards four. So I just want to get some quick thoughts out after the game. I'll be back on Monday with a more thorough Locked On Warriors episode. But for now, just wanted to hit you with some quick thoughts, and hope you guys enjoy the rest of the weekend. Enjoy all the hoops tomorrow. I hope you guys enjoyed today. That was crazy, man. Brooklyn beating the Sixers was not as crazy as friggin' Orlando beating Toronto. And right now, the game is tight between San Antonio and Denver. So it's been crazy. It's been a lot of fun, and I'm just glad that the Warriors weren't, you know, the third team in a row to get upset. Come back Monday for another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.